If doctors had a reliable way to tell when a patient is suicidal, they could prevent some of the estimated 40,000 suicides that occur each year. But right now, they are forced to rely on what patients tell them, and not all patients will open up. Side Effects reporter Jake Harper spoke with researchers at Indiana University who may have found a new way to predict when someone is having suicidal thoughts.
The study starts out with a quote from Lao Tzu: "Do the difficult things while they are easy, and do the great things while they are small." This idea of intervening early is crucial when it comes to preventing suicide.
We're on a mission.
Alexander Nicolescu is a psychiatrist and researcher at the Indiana University School of Medicine.
It's not just exciting science, but I think it's something that can change people's lives, their trajectories from having something that can spiral out of control to having a normal, productive life.
Finding a way to predict whether a patient intends to commit suicide is a major problem in psychiatry. Normally, you would have to ask someone to find out if they're having suicidal thoughts. But Nicolescu says patients aren't usually forthcoming.
Because they don't want to be prevented from committing suicide. So we need something else, something objective that doesn't rely on the self-report.
So he and his team found a way around the direct questions by looking in the blood. When a person is sick, the body can undergo chemical changes that can be measured. For example, doctors look at resting glucose levels when testing for diabetes. Nicolescu and his team have been working for years to find measurable biomarkers that show up when someone starts thinking about suicide, and they found several.
Changes in RNA molecules in the blood that reflect how active genes are expressed.
The team enrolled more than 200 male psychiatric patients in a study. 37 of them reported a change in their desire to live, and the scientists then compared the patient's blood to that of actual suicide victims to find their biomarkers. One they found is 70% accurate in predicting the onset of suicidal thoughts or behaviors. Nicolescu says this could be important for a doctor seeing a patient for the first time.
Sometimes you don't have any information about the patient. You don't have time to get that information. It's also very objective. It doesn't rely on any sort of human self-report or on ability to access medical records or on corroborating information.
Even better, the researchers got up to more than 90% accuracy when they combined the biomarker test with a questionnaire about stress and other suicide risk factors.
So while each of them can be used separately, I think what pleasantly surprised us was how powerful they were when they were used together.
Nicolescu's team still has a lot of work to do to get the biomarker test into the hands of doctors. The results they just published only include male psychiatric patients, so they have to expand. The team's study with females is still unpublished, but Nicolescu says the results are encouraging. And right now, testing takes time. Samples go to a lab in California. But they're working on making it faster, so it could be used in an actual hospital or doctor's office.
Well, these tools that we developed could be used in an acute setting, in an emergency room, and so on, to help with decision-making, whether somebody can be released home or hospitalized and so on. I think the greatest impact would be in primary care and in preventive care, just like we do, you know, cholesterol tests and other tests for cardiovascular risk factors.
Ultimately, Nicolescu says the tools he's developing could be used at different stages in someone's treatment. But his goal was to be able to put that idea from Lao Tzu into action. The earlier you can intervene when someone is suicidal, the better it is. Jake Harper, Side Effects Public Media.